Chris Half joins us from MLB.com. Chris, Giants 2-0 in the Cactus League. Matt Cain today. We got to see Salt River Fields, weather permitting, which it should be okay. But a couple of your impressions of the first couple of games.
Marty, they look really good. I don't know how illusory this is. Usually spring training is to some extent. But, I mean, it seems like these – I mean, guys aren't necessarily – doing anything you wouldn't expect they're capable of doing. They're playing within their capabilities. You know, you want to see a lot. Obviously, people are paying a lot of attention to Pablo Sandoval this spring, and, you know, he's coming through in many respects.
Yeah, he is. And as I've said on the show, and we'll do the post game again today, his baseball attitude is what is impressing me. Not just, of course, the physical change in him, but his attitude once he hits the field. And not really first few at bats. I mean, not chasing things all over the place. A couple of swings out of the zone, but he's got some serious power.
Yes, he does. And, you know, I'm starting to think maybe, just maybe, he's getting the knack or understanding, you know, when to be aggressive and when not to be. If he masters, I mean, I'm not going to say he's there yet. That'd be a little bit of a stretch. But, you know, to hit that home run on the first pitch and then, you know, day before drawing a walk and working counts to some degree yesterday, I mean, gee whiz.
Yeah, I know folks yesterday weren't too critical of Jonathan Sanchez, but I don't know. I watch him, and there's the body language and the pitches all over the place. I don't care what he was working on or throwing. I realize he's the number two starter, but that's him. I think that's just Jonathan Sanchez. You're going to get good and bad with him, and I thought yesterday was a little erratic.
A little erratic. Probably his concentration wasn't there. I mean, surely it wasn't wasn't there to the extent it was last September. My gosh. But you can almost, whether it's good or bad, you can almost throw out everybody's first spring training start, I think. I mean, I'm not making excuses for the guy. It's just that, you know, you look at some of the pitching lines around, you know, in the around the majors, and some guys just get horribly lit up. At least he was throwing, he gave up four hits in the 1 2/3 innings. You don't like to see that. He couldn't get out of the second inning after retiring the first couple hitters. You don't like to see that. But, again, it is spring training. It was his first time on the mound for a while, so you kind of give him a mulligan, I guess, to some extent.
Absolutely, absolutely. The main thing is get out of here without getting hurt. And it's just interesting watching him. He looked like Jonathan Sanchez yesterday. We've seen it before. Led the National League in walks and, of course, led the major leagues in batting average against. And that's the both ends of the spectrum with Jonathan Sanchez. Chris Half joins us from MLB.com. Having fun down here for spring?
Oh, it's just neat to see the team take shape, although I guess we kind of know what shape it's going to take anyway. Still, you know, it's worth it to see guys like, you know, maybe guys, even a guy like Buster Posey, solidify himself even more, if you can imagine that. You know, I mean, this is still, it's still really only going to be his first full year. And, you know, watching a guy like Clayton Tanner throw two scoreless innings yesterday, I mean, there's a guy who's, you know, he doesn't get talked about much, but he's going to get talked about if something, you know, God forbid, happens to the pitching staff. They need some reinforcements, and, you know, there's somebody you know you can call upon.
Yeah, it's funny watching him yesterday. I was sitting with Gary Hughes, the legendary scout, of course, assistant to the GM of the Cubs. I said, God, he looks like Billy Pierce. And, of course, only Gary Hughes and I would know what I meant by that. The pitch for the Giants in 62 and a great pitcher in the American League in the 50s. But he's got a nice compact delivery, Clayton Tanner. And the big thing is, Chris, he threw strikes yesterday, and he really settled the game down.
Well, that's a longtime follower of the Giants and appreciation of the history. The Billy Pierce reference, that's pretty cool. 16 straight wins in 1962, or 16-0 at home in 1962, right? Boy, oh boy. If they can get half that from a Clayton Tanner, gee whiz. But yeah, that's just it. That's the Marty, that's the value of spring training. You see things like that and you stash them away. I'm sure Brian Sabian and his people took notes on what Mr. Tanner did, and again, it's that's the value of being out here for these 6 weeks.
Yeah, the fun is you can sit around in the stands in the sunshine and talk about Billy Pierce, and no one really cares, but it's kind of what we have. We have fun sitting with the scouts, and of course someone like Gary Hughes as well. You know, the Giants are 2-0, and they led the Cactus League last year in wins and went on to win a World Series, but it's so funny to watch them down here. Their end of the game is so much better than anyone else's. They bring in people who actually get outs at the end of the game, and they did it all last spring. And we're going to, not we, but they will do it again.
Yeah, you want to see, I know they're looking forward to getting Brian Wilson back out on the mound. Dave Righetti has said that if they get 10 innings from him this spring, he'll be satisfied with that. And that's probably what his workload will be. But there's a lot of other people who they want to take a look at. I'm sure they want to at least take a look at Mark Kroon and see what he has to offer with that mid-90s fastball. Just in case something should happen to Brian Wilson, who do you look at closer? Affelt, Romo. So yeah, it's again, like you say, that part of the game is a really intriguing one.
Yeah, just like last year, it was Casilla and Mota and Sosa, and here's Sosa and Rodriguez again and Romero. And these guys throw hard, and that's the way you win games in the Cactus League, because they're in there throwing 95, 96 miles an hour. And other teams are putting in guys from AA and AAA who have no business ever getting to the big leagues this year. And the Giants, it's an interesting phenomenon. That's why I think that's probably why they get that kind of record down here. But I know the wins and losses don't matter, but it's how you win and lose, and I think they develop bullpen guys.
That's a real good point. Development, of course, is remains paramount here. I remember there was one year, I think it was 84 or 85 or something like that, the Giants had a really successful spring, 20-11, 18-9 or something like that, and they came out and just stunk up the joint. I mean, I think a longtime Giant fans will remember those were pretty bleak years there, 84 and 85. It was one of those 2 years they had a very successful Cactus League and, again, just proceeded to be terrible in the regular season. But I don't think that's going to happen here. One thing, though, I was talking to Aaron Boone, the ESPN analyst, yesterday, who I used to cover when I was at the Reds, yes. And, we agreed the teams that kind of stunk it up last year around the league, by and large, they seem to be all improved. So it's just going to be it's going to be tougher for the Giants or the Phillies or the Braves or anybody, to duplicate what they did last year, I think.
Well, let's see what happens. 2011, a new book, a new story. Chris, thanks so much. Chris Haft, MLB.com. Don't miss him. Chris, thanks.
Thank you, Marty. Appreciate it.